Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness. And I'm very excited about today's guest, who is evolving her consciousness moment to moment as she travels around the world with her family, sharing her radical honesty approach to living. And her name is Katrina Elkins. Thanks for being here today, Katrina, all the way from Bali. Hi.
Hello, Ellen. It's great to be on the show today.
Well, I've been following your adventures, and it is really exciting to just almost be there with you as you're, you know, Facebook timing from Thailand and India and Bali and wherever you might be. Your approach, though, to living, you're saying, is radical honesty. I'm not sure exactly what you mean, although I've heard you talk about it. Can you talk about what is radical honesty?
Radical honesty has been such a fundamental foundation for me in my life over the last 24 years, is to just be really honest with whatever situation and allowing the truth to come out. And in that space of exploration, I've moved through autoimmune illnesses, diagnosis. I've really transformed my relationships, especially with my life partner. I've allowed a whole new depth of living. And it's not just living, but it's thriving. And it's opening up to what is actually available in this life. And so, like, the big thing that I see with my clients, I'm a life purpose alignment coach, is when we are able to be radically honest with ourselves and our emotions and our situation, that we can then see where there's limiting beliefs. We can understand where there's some fears, or like where the actual truth is. Radical approach. It's like a clean slate.
But okay, but you have to give me an example now of what that actually means, and especially like who you were before and now who you are. So
yeah, okay. So for me, just this past year, I have had a huge spiritual expansion and a huge growth within my relationship of who I am. And so a year ago, I actually asked my life partner now for an open relationship, because I felt a real, like, huge opening and awakening within me that, like, I was either going to allow this energy and allow my expansion, or I was going to, like, stuff it down. And for most of my life, I've been, like, playing it safe. You know, trying to live within the confines of normalcy, and it just never worked. And
so specifically, you're saying an open relation. You asked your partner if it's okay to have sex with other people. Is that what you're actually saying?
It's more about allowing if there's energy that flows with other people, if there is a space of understanding more about myself, that is like it. It was understanding my own life force and understanding the depth of my work, because I'm really walking people through their own sexuality and them understanding how to navigate that with their partners, with their wives, with their husbands, and being able to be really honest about their own sexuality.
So let's go like a little deeper into that, what that actually means. So if someone has a sexual attraction or a sexual feeling, is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about more just getting in touch with your own sensation as sexual?
With your own sensations and being able to understand your life force and how to allow that energy to like reveal itself and to be able to not feel like you have to hide it or like just like not allow it, and use that energy in all aspects of your life, whether it's in your work, it's in your creation of cooking, it is wherever it wants to show up, and to allow that to fuel and to be expressed in so many different ways.
Well, how did that work in your life? Like, what, give me an example of like who you were before this whole transformation happened.
So just like a year ago, I was actually almost at complete adrenal fatigue. I had been working through a lot of different traumas. I grew up in an end times apocalyptic cult. And so
wait, you grew up in a cult, you're saying? An end times apocalyptic? That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, as a child, it was definitely, it created a lot of interesting interesting realities of trying to discover what was real and what wasn't. And
was it a Christian apocalyptic cult?
Yes.
Okay. Are they still waiting for the apocalypse?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. But you broke free. So, but anyway, that's quite a repressed thought form reality you had to deal with. How did you break free of it?
One thing that happened when I was three is my sister, she was born with a heart that wasn't fully functioning. And so the cult said, you can't take your children to the hospital or to the doctor. And so otherwise you'll get kicked out. So my parents said, no, we're not going to take her. And that's when I became aware that there was something wrong with how my parents were taking care, because my grandfather was very upset about it. And so at a very young age, I became very aware that the structure that I was growing up in wasn't actually a healthy, thriving environment for me.
At 3 years old, you sort of became aware that there's something wrong here.
Yeah, and when I was six, like, they were talking about, like, you know, jet planes coming and bombings and, like, all this, and that we would be flying away to this place of safety. And I was like, okay, how the heck are we going to fly when there's, like, bombings and all this stuff? So, like, I really questioned a lot at a very young age. That doesn't mean that my subconscious didn't struggle with, you know, a lot of the things that they were teaching me. So I had to unravel that later in my 20s and 30s. Hence the reason why I ended up with, like, thyroid issues. I almost had a diagnosis of lupus. So there was a lot of different things that I was working through, a lot of anger, a lot of some PTSD. And both of my parents have passed now. And so it was a really interesting journey for the last 11 years.
But you were with them to what age as part of that cult? When did you break free?
When I was 18, I left for college.
Mm-hmm. And
that's when I knew that I was leaving my family.
I mean, what kind of relationship, if you don't mind me asking, with your parents did you have?
Once I went to college, which they were happy that I went to college, but then things really started splitting and they weren't happy about me having relationships. I actually met my life partner. I met him immediately right after leaving, and my parents were not happy about that. And so it created a huge rift. And, you know, by the time, once I got married to Brian, when I was 22, I basically was at the point where I had to consider that my parents were dead in a way, because they were not emotionally supportive. They were actually, it was really toxic for me. So yeah, it was a very difficult time, because I also had two younger sisters who I was very close with.
And they were still involved in the, did they ever break out of it?
Yeah. My youngest sister, once my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer and she died, then she came and lived with us for a while. And my middle sister, she left to go to college as well. So she broke free as well too.
But as you come out of it, did you have a lot of repression from that cult, like a lot of sexual repression or whatever, emotional?
It was a lot of, so yeah, definitely sexual repression, especially as a woman. That was huge. And also,
well, what was repressed? I mean, exactly, sexually.
Well, like no dating outside. Oh. I mean, hardly any dating outside of like being in a really committed, and you can only date the people in the cult. And like, there's no sex before marriage, you know, all those strict things that they, the dogma. So
So what did that do to your body and to your mind? I mean, how did that sort of distort your field, and how did you get through it?
So by the time I was 12, I was really depressed. I was in a state of, I don't even know if I want to live. I'm not sure that I will actually have a life that I will enjoy. And so there was one moment when I distinctly remember laying in bed and I was like crying and I didn't want anybody to hear me. And so this is a lot of my work is those who are suffering alone. I understand what that's like and I know what that feels like. Where you don't even want to be heard and you have all this pain and you're not even sure that you really want to move forward in your life. So at that moment, I asked if I was going to have a beautiful life because I was like, otherwise I don't even want to, it's just not worth it. So
but you actually
in that moment,
have an incredible life now. You have
I do. Yes. And in that moment I asked and I felt this really powerful place, this energy surround me and say, yes, you're going to have a beautiful life. Mm-hmm. And that is when I just was like, okay, I have to do everything in my power that I can in my capacity to actually allow this life to unfold. And that is what I've done.
But if other people are in that position, they're depressed and alone and maybe even suicidal, right? I mean, they might not get the same answer that you got, or they might, I don't know. But what do you say to those people?
Yeah. So a lot of times I've had clients who actually have said, you saved my life. Like I was like, you were like my last call. So once they're able to connect with me, there's a real interesting thing that happens. It's like, there's this, because I have gone through that, like I can hold the space for someone who is going through that. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I understand, and I can connect in that space of hope and inspiration. And it's really dramatic. Like, the transformation with vulnerability, if you can be vulnerable with one person that can hold that place of compassion, it can shift what is happening. And it allows this reality of what it is that we're facing. Like if you're that depressed, you can express it. And that just the self-expression alone, there's like studies about how powerful that is.
You know it's possible, and that gives them the hope and the faith and the trust that they're not alone and that they could actually come through it. Is that what you're feeling?
Exactly. Because they then can tap into that space within themselves. So it's like the energy that I work with the Kundalini, I work with a real very potent energy that is, it's accessing the clarity within them. So they are able to clear the fog. They're able to clear what it is that has been blocking them that they have not been able to be honest about. And usually it's the thing that they never thought they would ever share with anyone.
Like what? Can you give me an example of what that would be?
Usually it's any shame wrapped around sexuality, any traumas as
like
a child.
What would be the shame around, like what kind of shame, like, can you give me an example of that?
Okay, so I had, and this was actually something that allowed me to address this, was I had an experience, I like to call it an experience, as a five-year-old where there was boundaries crossed, there was molestation, and I trusted this person so deeply. And so I don't actually remember it, but my body remembered it. And so this energy allowed me to address that and to face that and listen to my body in such a deep way that I was able to access the truth of this experience and to understand that the shame that I had buried myself in because I was told not to tell anyone. So you guys, that wasn't my shame because I didn't know at that point in my life that that was something that was wrong by society. You know, the boundaries were crossed. Yes, I was not held the way that a child should be protected. Mm. But I took on the other person's shame that actually violated me.
Well, he had shame in violating you because he knew it was wrong, but
something that I realized that I didn't even know and understand shame at that point in my, in that's how deep shame is, you guys. Shame is so buried within our society, within our culture, that we don't even understand. And it's actually the shame that's imprinted onto us from our society and our culture. And so then when you're a child, and if you've had these experiences, you don't know how to navigate that. And then that's something that eventually comes up if you allow it. Once this, the Kundalini fully activated, like it really started in my root chakra. I mean, this was an intense fire that I was allowing within my root chakra, and it made its way. It took almost 6 weeks. It's made its way up through my body, and it got blocked in my throat.
How old were you when that happened? Sorry. How old were you?
This was just a year ago. This was just a year ago.
Oh.
And so this, this energy, the Kundalini energy that was rising, it got trapped in my throat. And that is when this rash broke out all over my body. And it was really intense. It was itchy. So I had to lean into the support team that I have, actually, which is part of the Radical Honesty program. I had to lean in to the support, and they helped me to identify that my body was telling me of a trauma that I had when I was five. And at that point, when I was able to be honest, because I was too scared to even admit anything like that.
So you got used to being, having a personality of shame, that's been, that feels shame. I get it. Okay. Yes.
Yep.
So, and then... Yep. By telling the truth about it.
Yeah, like really that cleared so much for me. And like shame makes you hide. Like if you are a business owner, if you are, you know, if you have a lot of spotlight, it keeps you and prevents you from speaking your truth, from showing up fully. It you create stories of being judged for speaking your truth. With Radical Honesty, the most effective places with my clients is when they can be radically honest about something that they never thought they would share. Mm. Or when things start to come up in the subconscious, because I do a lot of subconscious work, I do energy work. So the same energy that awoken through me is also when my clients tap in to my energy field, they're also experiencing that same energy, and it allows them to access what it is that they've buried for so long that has been preventing them from thriving and living their life purpose and saying yes to the things that they really, really desire in this life. But the big, big lesson for me is to understand that we can have intimacy with everything in our life, that we can have intimacy with the butterflies, we can have intimacy with
the
trees.
I'm not sure what you mean when you say that, though.
It's like the way that you connect in that moment with the things that are around you, and how you open up to everything that interacts with you. And a lot of times when we have traumas or when we have things that we haven't faced, we're not able to open up fully to what it is that is in our environment in that moment. And it could be that it's an intimacy in a relationship, in a sexual relationship. It's an intimacy that you have connecting with your children in a really profound way. It's being able to feel like you can open your heart in such a deep way that it allows this vitality, that allows the life force of you to flow. That is what has happened for me in this past year, to trust this greater life force, this greater energy, my sexual energy, my ability to connect in such a deep way with everything.
So if you didn't have this shame as a child that you kept for 30 years or 40 years, you may not have had this like burst of awakening.
A lot of men come to me with anger, and they feel like they can't express it. They don't know how. My life partner just went through a massive understanding of some anger that was coming up for him. And it was really, as a very young child, there was an incident for him that was his father's anger, and he took that on as his own anger, when in reality, it was never his anger to begin with.
Most people don't run across people like you that will help them wake up to like what's really going on.
Oh my God, it's so powerful. When we have the tools and the resources and the tribe, the community, you know, I the Radical Honesty program that I have, you know, it's a 4-month dive into the subconscious, the limiting beliefs. And I have people that are on board with me that know how to support this. And it's really dramatic what can happen. I get a lot of people who have autoimmune issues and who have real intimacy issues within their relationships as well, too.
So you live in a community?
No. So when they join the Radical Honesty Program, it's online, you know, it's group coaching, it's phone calls, it's private one-on-one coaching, it's sessions that are remote. It's all remote. So it doesn't matter where anyone lives because we connect in that space.
So I think what you're saying is that this awakening is really a burst of aliveness. It's a burst of joy. It's a burst of your pure spirit coming forth and expanding beyond anything that you had previously thought was possible.
Yes.
That's
big time. It's like it's an exponential. Yeah, it's exponential. It's like opening up and surrendering completely to the universe and trusting and knowing that the universe is supporting and allowing this greatness of my potency to allow, because there are so many times, you know, my fire within my womb, my gifts are really like, I am here to help men and women to tap in to a real potent force within themselves. Within my energy sessions, my private energy sessions, we get really vulnerable. And in those spaces, there's exploration of what it feels like to really allow the pain that is happening in your body, to allow it, to express it, to understand it, but then to use this energy to find the joy and the ecstasy. So there are some times that, you know, my clients will feel almost like an orgasm. I work with people that are ready to say, yes, I am done with my situation. I am ready to be vulnerable. I am ready to let go of whatever it is that is holding me back. So if someone is not able to be honest about the pain that they're feeling in the body, then they can't be honest about the joy.
What if they don't even know they're feeling pain? If they're so numb, like most people, I would think, they don't even know they're feeling. They're just existing day to day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of the clients that come to me, they start to open up and they become aware of their pain and they share it. I had an inflamed bladder, which is interstitial cystitis, and that's a lifelong diagnosis. And I had that diagnosis in 2013. And so that limited my sexuality. Like, it was painful to have sex. It was a space of shame, you know, because here I am in my 30s and I have this diagnosis that is going to impact what I eat. It's a 24-hour pain. It doesn't go away.
So what did you do?
So that is the session that I went to a mentor. I signed up for a year-long program. And during that process, in one session, I was able to address my bladder pain to say, yes, this is what I'm suffering from. This is the physical pain that is like, I'm so done with, and I need support in allowing me to realign my body. And so she held the space and I allowed the pain of that to be revealed.
The emotional pain, you mean?
The physical pain. The bladder. So like during that session, there was physical pain and we went right into that pain and we allowed that pain. And then by the end of the session, my body was in bliss and I no longer have that pain anymore. Like it was within a week that my body readjusted, my bladder realigned, and I healed myself. These sessions are so powerful. Like if you can't be honest about the pain that you're feeling, then I can't support you.
So by but if just, you can come, yeah, be honest about
but if
the
you
pain.
Can come, yeah, yeah, if you can come to me and say, yeah, I heard this hurts. This is a part of my body. I work with women with our thyroid. So there's a lot of blockages. Also men that come to me that want to sing, that are really trying to break through in their self-expression. They have a lot of blockages in their throat. So we get really honest about what it is.
Like what would it be? Like give me an example. You don't have to name names, but like what would be something that was held there?
So when we're tapping into this place of the body, the body knows. And if your intention is to let go of, you know, you come to the session with a very specific intention. You know, for me, in my situation, after about 5 sessions, by the 6th session, I was done with my bladder pain. This was something that I was dealing with every day. And so in that session, I just said, you know, I'm ready to let go of this bladder pain.
Right.
And so there's lots of different sensations for different people. In that session, I had a lot of fire. There was a lot of fire in my bladder. But just allowing it and being with it. And then by the end of the session, it was like I was encapsulated in this cooling, like warm, just beautiful energy.
Oh, so people and come to you with physical problems and physical pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and also ones that come to me with emotional traumas that they are in their head and they can't move past what it is that happened for them.
Uh-huh.
And then it's about reframing that and understanding the deeper space of love of that situation. And it changes everything. It shifts what it was for them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are numb. Yes, I agree. But when they come to me in these sessions, their body talks.
Nice.
It is like powerful. Like they'll all of a sudden have some intense pain in their shoulder and they don't know why. And that's the beauty is we don't have to know why. We just allow that to be there. Like autoimmune is all about not expressing yourself and not allowing your body to be heard because it's that place of resisting. And it's also resisting your gifts. So for me, I resisted my greatest space of power, my greatest gift. And so my body started shutting down. And when I was in 2012, I was almost on the verge of a diagnosis of lupus. And that is when I knew I had to start shifting things and allowing things. So I started really allowing my self-expression. I allowed the Kundalini energy to really awaken within me. I started surrendering to the universe. It was a major point in my life where I said, I cannot do this. I do not want to be bedridden for the rest of my life.
Did you know what your greatest gifts were? Did you actually were in touch
with that point? The place of joy that brought me was writing. And like, I felt it. It came to me in a dream. Like I was able to understand and I was scared. I was so scared of the truth of the words that came through me. So I was scared of this gift of writing. And because I was scared of being judged, I had shame that I had no idea. It wasn't until I got the support of mentors because I was really isolating myself with this pain with, you know, my mom had died in 2009 from lung cancer. And that's when I started to realize that one of my gifts was writing. And so I started working on my memoir, but I was doing it alone. And I was scared of the truth of revealing my story. I knew the power of my self-expression, and it scared me because I was also scared of my sexuality. But I didn't know that at the time. I had no idea that I was actually really blocking my life force, my sexuality.
What do you mean by scared of your sexual, didn't want to feel your sexual energy? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah. Like I was purposely blocking it, or I didn't think it was important.
Why do you think you were doing that though? What was the...
Well, I had two young children at that point. And I also, you know, like it's the responsibilities of mothers. I had a lot of pain. I had a hip surgery. I had a torn labrum. I was really suffering. My body was like shutting down in a way. And so like sexual intimacy, things like that was not something that was like on the forefront of my like day.
So how did you get through that and open up to your joy, really?
Yeah. So I really allowed my writing to be expressed. And then I started tapping into mentors. Like I committed to saying yes to a writer's retreat. And at that retreat, there was a couple mentors that really helped me with some subconscious stuff. One of them was like, you have so much shame. You know, you have your mother's, there's some shame wrapped around with your mother, like this whole thing. And I had no idea. So that's when I started going to other mentors. I went to retreats. I started opening up to understanding what I was scared of. And really, my writing allowed me to see that I was scared of my own sexuality. And
scared of failing pleasure. Is that what you mean when you say
sexuality? Yeah, scared of like being like really feeling my body and allowing my body to have orgasms and being able to really be intimate with myself, and then also be really honest with what I really desired with my life partner.
So then now you've created a life of bliss and joy and service and
like a lot of it too. I'm a clairvoyant, so I have visions. I have really powerful dreams that kind of show the future. So they're like prophetic dreams. I have had strong visions of sacred sexuality, of the union of the feminine and masculine. And when that happened within me, it like allowed me to feel my body in a new way. And that is also what I offer my clients. So that same potency that I experienced is also something that they get to experience as well, because that is my gift. Mm-hmm. So this is the space that I get to hold with people, because I blocked my gift. And so now that I fully express it and allow it, it is such a place of power in my life. And it is allowing me to blast through the things that I never thought I would experience. I mean, I was just like a year ago, I was in a cold house, like doing the normal mom stuff.
Where were you living?
I was living in Tacoma, Washington, and it was rainy, like 9 months out of the year.
Awful
and
there. Yeah.
All I wanted was to be on a beach in a tropical location. And I just was this energy, this awakening, this like for 6 weeks, it was like I awoke to a new spiritual expansion, and it would like jumble my day. It was to where I was like, I didn't know what was happening. And then by the end of the night, things kind of formed together again. And then the next day it was an interplay between Brian and I. You know, it was a lot of radical honesty about what we really wanted and desired in our life. Right. Like, did we want to expand into travel? Did we want to really explore what an open relationship means? Did we, you know, really being honest and saying how we want to experience this life? And that allowed such a major shift for me in 1 year. And remember, just a year ago, I was almost at complete adrenal failure. And here I am now traveling, going places, supporting my clients, allowing this, the podcast that I have, to really be a place of self-expression for so many, and to allow this radical honesty to be a real ray of inspiration and hope.
Do you ever hit places in yourself that may, you know, that still need work?
I had a really powerful meditation, mm-hmm. Just like 2 days before Christmas, of a Shiva Lingam. And it was just so powerful. So for those of you who have been in India, you know, there's these temples. So there's 13 Shiva Lingams, but there was this one that came to me in this meditation. It was so powerful. And it was like, gyrating, like going back and forth like a washing machine, and like there was water around it. And I knew that when that showed up, if there was anything left within my root chakra, it was going to be disrupted, mm-hmm. and it was going to be addressed. And so I've been working just in this past month with like receiving, like allowing the place of receiving and opening up to being supported by the masculine, mm. to face any anger, any places of blocking money, of blocking sexuality, of blocking the things that are buried in our root chakra. Mm. I mean, you guys, this was such an intense meditation that I'm like, this is going to radiate not just through me, but it's going to touch everybody that comes into my presence. And it was so powerful. So yes, that is allowing me to face things that I still have, that I'm still working through. And a lot of that was like desiring and needing commitment from people, mm-hmm. Which is attachment. So it kind of affected even the space of my clients. Like I'm expecting them to be super committed, whereas I have to let go of that because it is their decision how committed they want to be. And so, or even commitment from other people in my circle, like my tribe, like the commitment of those who are working with me, feeling like I needed that space of commitment and knowing that we have to let go of that. Because in that space of being attached to that, that creates suffering.
Did you feel you dropped into a more secure place in yourself that you, in a way, didn't need other people?
Yeah, it's allowed me to root even deeper into the truth of who I am. It's also allowed me to receive more of the universal energy. It's allowed me to receive in new ways that I never thought were possible.
So what do you want to do now? What's your vision for your future? I mean, I know you want to help people, but
yeah. So like, that's really the elemental lifestyle.
What does that mean?
Brand.
The elemental lifestyle.
That's all about balancing and harmonizing the elements within your body and integrating the masculine and feminine energies. So really that has been my journey, is complete understanding of the elements and how they work in my body, and then also the integration of the masculine and feminine, allowing the vibration of our bodies to really expand exponentially. And that's the place of bliss. That's a place of deep thriving. Mm.
So if someone wants
not just
to
living.
But if someone, like I might know some people, maybe me myself even, but if somebody wants to sign up for your course or get to know you or do a private session, how do they do that?
They can book a call with me. You can go to theelementallifestyle.com. You can also come and join me on the Elemental Lifestyle Facebook group. And I'm going to have a 5-day challenge coming up here. It's all about radical honesty. So you can get a little taste of what it's like to be radically honest for 5 days. I have a webinar that's coming out. It's all about the 5 secrets that you have to have in order to access your life purpose.
Oh, give me
that
one
webinar,
secret.
Okay, I'll give you one. It's allow the masculine.
Allow
so
what?
First, allow the masculine.
Okay.
So the masculine is an energy that's a pragmatic. It's about a deep listening. It is about the action. It is about support of the feminine. And when so many people, men and women, block the masculine in their life.
Yeah.
And this life force is absolutely essential for our biggest visions to come through, and also our biggest gifts, to feel like we can be supported in our biggest gift.
Yes.
It's so important for, like, so many of us who have had experiences of trauma with the masculine, which can be represented by a man in our life, we end up subconsciously blocking that.
So how would someone open up to that if they've been so traumatized by that same energy?
So it's about understanding that it's not the same energy.
Okay.
That what they were blocking is actually not related to the energy that wants to come through, that's already in them, that is already there, that they just have to allow it to unfold.
So, like, the true masculine is, I guess, misunderstood. It's more caring, it's nurturing, it's protective. It's, in a way, it's at the service to the feminine, you know?
It is the serving of the feminine.
Yes.
And it is, like, for me, by allowing the masculine, I was able to face and allow the trauma, my experience that I had as a 5-year-old, without allowing the healthy, beautiful, supportive, so deeply rooted masculine, I would have not been able to face that trauma. Mm. And it allowed me to tap in, my masculine within me has allowed me to tap into my fire, my sexuality, to know that I can express it, to know that I can take action in my life and be supported, and know that I don't have to worry about what other people think. That if I'm acting in a place of love, and I'm acting and showing up in my desires that are in alignment with my heart, then that is what the masculine is supporting in my life and doing. And it is life. It has changed my life.
Right. Oh, I like that. And the masculine does want to give pleasure to the feminine, serve the feminine.
Always.
Yes.
Yes. It's so important. And like, that is what a lot of my clients understand and realize, oh my gosh, the masculine really does want to support me in my pleasure. And it really does want to see me thrive and come alive. And that's the same for men as well, that they can realize that their own masculine also wants them to be supported and to have pleasure and to say yes to things that
and
they would
take
have said
action
no to
in the world. I mean, the masculine is the force to create the world, create the vision and the follow through. And, you know, so that has been also suppressed and shamed, actually.
Yes. And I, like, so for me and my experience this past year, I've seen so much of that and how there's been so much shame wrapped around that. And my work of me understanding of how I blocked my own masculine, because I thought that it was the masculine that I saw represented in my father. And so understanding and moving through that, understanding the power and the beauty. Oh my God. Like, I think so many of us in last April, I felt a huge shift in men and just like this real presence of showing up, and like, there is no shame in who they are, and I just want to say
their desires. They're, you know.
Yes. Oh my God.
But that's
amazing.
Been shamed.
That's
been shamed in the masculine, and
yes, it
and
has.
It's been then repressed, and it comes out distorted, and
yes,
there's no healing between the masculine and the men and the women, because they're blaming each other, right?
Yep. Yes, exactly. And that's really that's in my clients, that's really the communication that's happening between their own masculine and feminine. Right. And when we can clear that and understand, there is like a union within that happens that allows the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual connection to unfold not only within you, but also externally, like your whole environment starts to change.
And your relationships change, I'm sure.
Oh my God, they change in such a powerful way and such a beautiful way.
So how do you clear there? I know it's a process. You can't just say it in one word but how do you start to clear that and balance the inner masculine with the inner feminine?
So a lot of it is questionnaires that I ask them, like getting honest about what they're not receiving. Like I can get a really clear picture about how they're blocking their own feminine, what they're not experiencing in their masculine. And so we can really dive deep into that space of identifying that, being honest about it, and then finding ways of expressing that. Let's say that, you know, a woman, she like just wants to dance, but she has not been able to take those steps to really move her body and to feel like she can dance. So we work through these subconscious things. Maybe it's that she feels like she'll be judged for being too sexy. Maybe she has physical pain that is preventing her from that. And it's usually because of limiting beliefs. So there's so many ways. And then like really understanding, like some of my clients have specific addictions or things, and it's because they've been blocking their masculine. And once they integrate with their masculine, they are able to understand and let go of these addictions that they've been struggling with for most of their life.
Beautiful. Well, I'm very happy to be talking to you, that you've shared your deepest, darkest, but there's probably more in there. But
more, always.
But your ability, though, to just reveal yourself and share your pain and your past and to share your healing, I think is important for helping other people say maybe they didn't have it as bad as you had it, because that was a lot you brought yourself through. And so people who want to talk to you, or they go to theelementallifestyle.com. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Theelementallifestyle.com. And they can connect with me there. They can also just Katrina@theelementallifestyle.com is my email. So definitely you can email me there and join my Facebook group, The Elemental Lifestyle. You can also follow me on the business page, Katrina Elkins.
Where do you give your Facebook Live every day? Is that through?
So that's on my personal page, Katrina Elkins. So you can friend request me there as well.
Yes,
so
you could see Katrina around the world being radically honest in all the beautiful oceans she's in.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love the travel. And I am here to be of service and to serve powerfully. I am committed to allowing people to access this place of bliss within their body. Everything that we desire is all within us. And I know so many of you have heard that before, but I'm here to say that it's true, and you can access your potency and your bliss by allowing your life force and to let go of any shame, anger, all that stuff. That's my work.
And it's your love and your joy as well. I mean, this is
it your... is. It's and my work is not my work. It's my passion. It is my. Right. There is no separation between my work and anything else. It is all one. I am fully integrated.
No, it's what you're doing. It's your life. It's like that's who you are and what you're doing. Yes, John D. Martini said, let your vacation be your vocation.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And you guys, I've been trying to figure this out for 20 years.
This is, you've been
So
in pain about this, huh?
deep pain, you guys. And I was like, I wanted to be a chiropractor. I wanted to be an acupuncturist. I was going to go to esthetician school. I was, you know, then finally my mother passed, and then I realized, okay, I wanted to be a mother. So that unfolded, and then that's where my writing and my self-expression, and I realized that there was so much more. And so, you guys, I tapped into becoming a breath worker. I had no idea that I was still keeping myself small,
Right.
and I had no idea that the bigness of what my life is to be traveling the world, to be sharing the potency of what it means to embrace your sexuality, to allow your life force to be fully expressed so that you can do anything you desire.
Yes, you are living your bigness, and there's more to it, right? I mean, don't you want to talk
Always.
on the world stage, give TED
Yes.
Talks, do all that?
Yeah, definitely. I've always held this space of vision within my life of knowing that that is where I'm headed, without a doubt. I thought sharing my old story, you guys, this is where I got stuck for so many years. I thought sharing my traumas, sharing my old story of being in a cult, of losing my mom to lung cancer, of all this stuff, losing my sister, I thought that was going to put me on the world stage. You guys, if I took that path and made that happen, I would have missed out on so much more that was planned for me.
So
And
you
by
let go of
so,
that story,
yeah, I let go that I'm
and
like
what
a
did you replace
survivor.
it with? What is it?
I replaced it with I am thriving. I am not survivor. I am not a survivor. Yes, I survived that, but I am no longer a survivor. I am living and embodying everything that I set forward for my life, as a life that I desired to live. And I, you know, when I was 4 years old, my grandfather, he was a Lutheran pastor, and he gave a speech to me that, you know, it was a retirement party for him. And he stood up on the pulpit and he expressed himself in such a powerful way that he showed me my own light. So he was one of the only people in my life that could show me my own light. And that changed my life when I was 4 years old. I knew the power of my own light, and I knew what I could do. And so I am so determined to allow the Elemental Lifestyle Live year-long retreats to blossom, where we travel to different countries. And I really like it's a tribe. We are building a tribe that is committed to serving children, to expanding this connection with Mother Earth, to growing our own consciousness and understanding what we are really capable of. I'm just so committed in my heart and in my desires that it's calling in so many other people who are on board with this, and I welcome you all to join.
Beautiful. I feel your commitment and your passion and your love to want to serve.
I mean, it's really like going to India, you guys. I seeing children, you know, you it was always a lifelong dream for me to go to India. I was maybe 8 years old and I saw a picture of Rishikesh and the Ganga, and I was so struck by it. And it wasn't until this past year that I saw a picture of Rishikesh again that I realized, oh my goodness, this is my dream. This is what I had set forward a long time ago. And so, you guys, when I was there in Rishikesh, there was this girl, you know, who was 9 years old, the same age as my daughter. She had four younger siblings, and, you know, she was there to request and ask for money because they were starving. And her joy and her her light in her eyes. There is nothing like it when a child is excited to interact with you and to share what's in their heart. And I actually recorded a little interview with her, and I'm going to post that in the Elemental Lifestyle Facebook group so you guys can see that. But when you connect with children and you realize how they're here to help us grow and to understand our own capacity to serve others, there is nothing like it. You know,
beautiful.
That childhood desire, that childhood joy, mm-hmm. knowing that they will be provided for. There's just really that sense that we get when you go to India, even though there's so many who are suffering, who are not supported with their everyday needs. It's a place that will rip your heart open and make you examine what it is that's really important in your life.
Thank you for dropping in and
living
your passion and being an example for people who that you can show it's possible. There's so many people suffering out there that they don't think it's possible to live in joy, and you've done it. You're doing it. You're living it, I think, from what it seems like. You're living your dreams and your passion, and you're seem to be pretty joyful about it. So I'm happy to have talked with you.
This is something that I have so much gratitude for, and the thing about it is I've said yes, mm-hmm. and I keep saying yes. And every day, even when it gets hard, and even when they're like right now, we're having a little issue with the journey of travel and being a nomad is a whole different level.
It's a full-time job. I know I've traveled. It is. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's a whole different space. And so, there's definitely moments when it's like, okay, this is a really tough, interesting, challenging situation. But I always show gratitude for it because it's expanding me in ways that I would have never expanded before.
Thank you.
Thank you. And anyone, you can email me at Katrina@theelementallifestyle.com. You can check out my website, theelementallifestyle.com as well. And my podcast, The Elemental Lifestyle, on iTunes.
Great. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, talking to Katrina Elkin from somewhere on planet Earth, indulging in joy and beauty and love. And spreading that around the best she can. So thank you for doing your job. I'll be talking to you.
Thank you, Alan.
If people want to reach me, go to newrealities.com. Also check out my YouTube, youtube.com/newrealities. Okay.
Spacecraft landed in my backyard with Alan on a camel and my man Bashar. 10 rabbis, a physicist, guru, and a genius. A woman who can teach you how to grow your penis. I'm a romp, the Jay-Z, channeling true love. Oh, reality's boring. We're starting a new one. Hearts popped open. Dalai Lama, rock your soul with my tantric chakras. Now say om with Deepak Chopra. Natasha's so dope. Who needs Oprah? Shaman Steven is high as elves. NSA can't stop my elves. Fairies landed, whole world's dusted. Hugging under covers but naked in public. Government's bugging but they're so corny. Back to the craft first, starborn orgy. What? It's realities. Changing the news, new realities. God's interviews, new realities. Where do I begin? A left mention. JJ Hertog, Keys of Enoch. Open up doors, teleport to Montauk. Navy ships disappear for battling. Duncan Cameron starts time traveling. Nassim Harriman, electron spin. word, I am word, so channeling. Paulo, masculine, feminine. Marianne Williamson, tears to triumph. Jade goddesses lift weights with their vaginas. Till there's a tantric holy glow. Jody Sirota's a UFO. From Sedona to DC, Washington disclose ETs. David Icke is like Adam and Eve. Meet me down a caravan of dreams. For Alan Steinfeld's new realities. What she's what? It's new realities. Changing the news, new realities. God's interviews, new realities. Where do I begin? A left mention, new realities. Changing the news, new realities. God's interviews, new realities. Where do I begin?